So, when the lockdown first started, and you're allowed an hour out for exercise or for shopping, I started looking for the shops that sold all the things that I wanted, like skimmed milk, that kind of thing. And there was only one physical shop I could find that had skimmed milk. So, I used to go to that shop and buy all my bits, and there was another one I used to go to. Because at that point, the supermarkets were not ready to do... They couldn't deal with the demand. But after a few weeks, all the big supermarkets were offering online deliveries. So I just switched, and I stopped that little bit of the half an hour I was getting to go out to do my shopping. I wasn't even doing that, I was just buying online. And I spent most of the lockdown, literally, in the house, without doing any exercise. And so it was only in the summer that I started doing exercise again. But even now, and we're into November, almost December, I am so unfit. It's like I'm starting at the bottom of the thing. I've got a big mountain to climb. I've got a long way to go. But I've vowed never to allow the fear which the government wanted. They had to, for public health reasons. They had to say it's okay to go out for exercise. They couldn't literally lock you down. They knew they had to give people some chance to exercise. Even in a prison, you do that. But at the same time, it's okay for the politicians to joke about if they go into isolation, that it's like they're being under house arrest, which is what their political enemies have always wanted. They can joke about that. Most people can't even afford to go into isolation, even if they need to. Most working people. There's nothing to joke about here. There's nothing funny about any of this. It's very sad, very tragic. People's lives being destroyed. People's livelihoods going down the bog. And people dying. It just makes you angry when you think about it. So I'm trying not to think about it. That's part of this. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to not only not watch the news and the politics and watch all the politicians, the corrupt politicians, lying, spending billions of pounds of taxpayers' money, giving contracts to their friends. It's bad enough that we watch this happening and they lie about it because they think we the people are stupid. But it's not enough that I'm trying to not see all that go on. In addition to that, I'm trying not to even think about it. And sometimes it is a bit of a de-stressor to talk about it, but it's like a safety valve, I suppose. But ideally, I'm trying not to even think about it.